Clean Energy Hub NYSERDA initiative for renewable energy, especially solar energy, and participation in Capital Region Community Solar. Notice from the Village of Catskill regarding a public hearing for two family residents on Thompson Street. Letter from Vitaly Bokkov with his recommendations to streamline planning board process. Continuing business. So this has been a continuing business since 2019. So everybody received an email from the county, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, about the sidewalks?
About the sidewalks, yes. We applied for a grant in 2019 that was awarded by George Amador, I believe it was November 4th, 2019. This grant was to go towards the sidewalks in Palinville, which had been installed. The county paid for the whole project. We were supposed to get a grant from the state and then reimburse the county that money. We have reached out to the state numerous times up until January 6th of 2022 regarding this money, and we still have not received it. So I don't know. I've talked to Hinchy's office. I've talked to Michelle herself regarding this grant. I don't know what else to do. But we have to get this money. They're working on it. They'll look into it. It's all I've gotten.
Was it sent through an email from them? Hinchy or anything?
So we have all the documentation from Amador when we were originally awarded it. We have the documentation from DASNY with Dale's and my signature on it requesting the money on January 6th of 2022. We just never received the money from the state. So it'd be nice to close this, make the county whole. I just don't know who else in the state to reach out to get our money that we were awarded.
Cop drove it?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
It was approved all through the appropriate channels.
I think it would be your control.
Did Cooksaki move it?
That,
the project was joint. Yeah, because they owed the county too for it.
Yeah.
Can I see the letters?
That's just the application.
It's just
did any other municipalities get this?
I'm sure others have around that time, but I don't know which ones except for Cooksaki.
It's election season.
Yeah, and it was election season.
So this is just the...
So, that's why we understand things may have got lost in the transition between the two. But up until 2022, they acknowledged that we were awarded the grant, and we still have not received the check.
Sent it, yeah.
I mean, Michelle took his place, right?
Who?
Yes.
Michelle took George's place?
Yes.
Yeah, we should probably be,
we can reach out to her again.
I'll, see if I can reach out to some people, too, and see if there's any...
But the county has been very patient, and they know that we're waiting for the money, but I would like to get this settled.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can move on.
Has anybody talked to this guy, Brian, that had correspondence with Doreen? Office.
Brian.
I'll send him an email.
He probably worked for Senator Amador.
I don't believe he's there anymore.
Oh, really?
Usually when a new senator, they bring their own staff.
Yep.
I mean, Michelle approved it. Which she approved it or did not approve
it? It was approved by DASNY in 2022, so it went through all the appropriations already.
We so just, maybe just share that information if someone has a connection to her office. They might want to see that documentation. But.
All right, well, they're looking through that. We can move on with the agenda. New business. The ambulance administrator has made three recommendations for part-time EMTs to start effective April 2nd. Those EMTs are Harley Frisello, Thomas Todd, and Natalie Tedesco, and Power Kemi. Sorry, that's four. So this is all going to be pending pre-employment screening.
Motion
by Jared.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Apparently, some of them have had the pre-employment screening already.
Yeah, I know. I know one has.
So.
So the new code software that Matt has in the office, they're going to be in need of some kind of device to use out in the field so they're able to take pictures, upload those pictures, do real-time inspections. So I reached out to a representative at AT&T for a price of two iPads that are 256 gigabytes with unlimited data, and they are... For two iPads, it's $1,499.98. And then it's a monthly fee for the cell service of $63.98. This would come out of... Code has plenty of money in that line that we have the software.
Yeah.
So the price for the iPads would come out of that. And then I'm assuming we'd take the price for the monthly charge out of that as well. And then we'd take it into next year's budget as part of his regular operating.
That's great. Are they like this?
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah, except for the health sale data. Right. This way when they're out.
Powder boxes.
Yep.
Motion.
Motion by second. Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Summer rec, ongoing. So the plan for this is that we'll post it for 2 weeks. We'll have Dawn. Barb do the interviews the last 2 weeks of this month. That at our first meeting in May, we'll hire them. We can do the background checks. Then the employees can get their first aid and CPR training done. All that needs to be done prior to us submitting our application to DOH, which has to be done the first week of June. So there's not much wiggle room.
Wow.
So need a motion to post for two assistant directors at $20 an hour. 11 counselors at $18 an hour, and they must be 18 years or older.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to post for two part-time cemetery workers?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Does Sean have someone for the brush club?
Yeah, Omi's out there.
Okay.
Yep.
Who's that?
Paul Omrod.
Senior?
Yep.
Yeah, not good for us.
Yep. And we have been, you know, the board has been talking about the possibility of keeping it open, for having it open an extra day during the week. Paul's been okay with that. Sean's floating around there's not a lot of traffic on Saturdays yet. So if that picks up and the demand is there, then we can absolutely do it either Wednesday or whatever day that Omi can work.
Yeah.
To give the public more access to it.
Does he have a preference?
Are we going to try to get some people from Columbia Green also for the cemetery this summer?
Yep, that letter was sent, what, a couple weeks ago, Liz?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
All right, we have two resolutions for the engineering planning grant that we received. It was a $50,000 planning grant we received for the cement and sewer district. The first one is to designate myself as the authority to execute the EPG grant with the state of New York, EFC. there a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. The second one is, now for there be it resolved, the Town of Catskill hereby authorizes and appropriates a minimum 20% local match as required by the EPG for the preliminary engineering report to address inflow and infiltration I&I to the Town of Catskill Sewer District Number 4 cement in the amount of $10 and based upon total EPG grant award of $50,000. So before we vote, this $10,000 is going to come out of the district down in Cement. We have an O&M line for them. So only the folks that live in Cement will be paying for this.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. And that is that. We have a half hour because Ted will not be here until 7:15. Reed, do you have anything?
No.
You sure?
Probably a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to say.
Well, thanks for coming.
You're allowed to tell me and say whatever you want to say?
No, I'm good.
It'll be on next month's meeting for correspondence, but we all received an email from Reed this afternoon regarding a project.
When you back out from Ted, you voice any decisions out here or anything?
We're going to go in executive session with the lawyer. When we come out, we may or may not make a decision.
What time is he coming?
He won't be here till 7:15.
Plus, I think he's kind of asking you if it's going to be worth hanging around.
I can't answer that.
Yeah, me neither.
I got nothing better to do.
Okay.
You get a whole pie.
What, are you hungry?
I made two mistakes for them so far.
Really?
That's very
nice. Fish does not fill me up. Fish. We had that on Easter.
Lobster's very
filling. Versus having ham.
Yep.
And, it was like a big piece.
So we don't have to wait for Ted.
I'm hungry like an hour later, unfortunately. Same
we
sushi.
Still have the public hearing that's open. I was going to wait for Ted to come here, but does anybody have any questions regarding the changes to the zoning, the code amendments?
No, I think it's sufficient.
Did everybody see the addition that Jared and I sent out? Read over that.
Simplifies. It takes the whole minor lot line adjustments out of having to bother be burdensome with the planning board and the code officer.
Yeah, and Ted made some tweaks to change some of the language in there.
I thought you meant if you sent something new like today.
No.
That's the reason I committed.
Okay. So do we want to...
Nothing in here really says anybody to contact.
No. Close the public hearing? Are we comfortable doing that?
What?
Closing the public hearing?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion by Jerry.
Second.
Second by Dawn. Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Do we want to wait for Ted to adopt these, or we can adopt them now?
Yeah. Might as well wait for him.
Okay.
I mean, I'm fine with it. Does he have to read the environmental?
Oh, yeah, we have to do a seeker form for it.
Yeah.
Let me see.
You
want
to read it? Or?
I'll read it.
Oh.
Let me send it in a text message.
Right, good.
She doesn't have anything to do with Colty either, so that's why she has to pass that on to Ron.
You see that file again?
Yep.
Here goes the other thing. I think the county should have a file on this.
Yeah.
I saw you wrong, I would have said something, but.
Anybody else have anything to bring up?
Some of our things going good. I set up a date for Barb, so that's good. Peckham's is going to donate some stuff too.
Okay.
I got a good report with them.
Yep.
Thursday afternoon, Mark, myself, and George are going to meet at the ambulance building to go through George's list to see what we can handle in-house versus having to contract
out. Tap off that a little bit.
Did you ever take a look over there and check out that drain in the floor?
No, because George does not think it's the drain.
Good thing he's not in charge of the DPW at 10.
Well, I mean, I was there when we put the drain in, so I'm,
intimate with it. Was it flushed out?
Every time it rains.
No,
yeah, that's not the pressure, though.
The PD.
The PD, you'd have a foot of standing water in that garage. And they had to take the drains out and flush them.
We had that big flusher truck here, don't we?
That's what I'm saying. I heard they do. How long did it take?
Not long.
Right.
No, but you guys camera that, though, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've set the camera up that, so.
Recently?
Last time there was an issue that we did, so probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, that thing's jam-packed with silt and all sorts of crap, I bet. Because we had to do this one. Well, I finally got smart and did it myself. So I would set that one-inch line up in the far back drain.
Mm-hmm.
Open up the front.
Just run it for an hour. And then put it in the front drain.
Yeah.
And that would cut down on how many drain catch basins is there in the floor? Like multiple?
Four?
Oh, yeah. So by the time it's getting out to the street, it's probably so filled up with sediment.
Elliot did the evaluation over there. He thought it was coming from through the wall.
Why? Is it hooked up to something else? No. Exterior?
So the back of that building is half underground.
Yeah.
Right.
And Elliot thought it was seepage coming in through the wall.
But there's all drainage hooked back in there.
But
how's it getting into the pipe inside?
Not a pipe, it's...
It's coming through the wall.
And we're running across that concrete?
Yeah.
But if it's brick or whatever, it could be deteriorating, coming across and going down in.
Yeah, it's laying in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to, it's not going to... want to send a guy over there for an hour or guy or two over there to double, triple check.
But we have...
It's a pain in the ass, though, because it's a laundry list.
The roof is past its date. The roof's...
Yeah.
How's your floor?
So the guy was pretty, on the phone, and he is going to... I asked him if he would get if he'd speak to the owners of the company about what they can do for us, since we just spent over $30,000 for this floor.
70.
Sorry?
Over 70,000.
But what I had said 30 something, so that's what I went with. And I told him that, if they'll at least do something, and maybe he could get a quote together for what it would cost for just the labor of them pulling it back up. Hmm. And then to make a long story short, they didn't do a moisture test. Zeph says, in New York State, you have to do that. They just asked Dale if it leaked, and he said no. So I think it's a Ted issue, which I was going to bring up in.
Yeah, because that probably applies to municipal buildings that they have to, because it's got to be ADA and all that nonsense. That's good to know.
So they're on state contract. There's an issue no one knows.
But he said he's going to get back to me by the end of the week.
We should still let Ted know.
Oh, absolutely. That was my plan for tonight.
Is there an SAM number for that grant, do we know?
Yeah, 7175. So the last thing is that it was on the floor to be approved. in 2020.
Right. Oh, you're online now, wasn't it?
But then we finalized some of the paperwork with DASNY in 2022.
I don't have anything in 2022.
For
this grant to get the money.
Did
we actually
get a paper saying it was awarded?
Yeah. We have the letter from the senator's
take
office.
All that information.
Yeah.
Once you talk to somebody from Hinckley's office and be like, hey.
Would you say the number is?
7-1.
I believe
it's 7175. Received one grant and then we asked for an additional amount of funds.
She must like me so much, she sent me two.
Who's that? She just wanted to make sure she didn't forget you. I'm sure of it.
Because this is dated in January. This is dated late February.
Yeah, she didn't want you to feel left out.
She liked me so much.
I don't know if it was JR or if it was Stephen.
Yeah, because it's two different people.
When's the village plan on digging for the water line, Ricky Craver?
Monday. We were going to do it this past Monday, but we found out that there was a game at 10 o'clock.
There was a scrimmage at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
What do we...
first real game is...
You guys may have even touched on this. What do we need for the concession?
We're just going to do the water and clean it up. They don't need anything else. For now.
They've got their own stuff?
Yep. Yeah, they're just going to buy snacks and stuff, bring it in there.
Or pizzas and whatnot.
Booster Club. I think it's the Booster Club that's doing it to raise money.
Yeah, that's what does it.
Is there a PA system there and all that stuff?
Yeah. There is.
They used it last year.
They were using it last year, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Antiquated, but you can barely read the scoreboard.
I got to get a hold of whoever's running the mic.
It's usually Andrew.
Oh, Holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's good then. I was going to volunteer to do it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls. Practicing for the WWE.
Something like that. I know somebody.
The field. Holding up okay. This rain's not the best for it.
They've been practicing on it, modified and whatnot.
Yeah. They had their scrimmage on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their first actual game is Friday.
Give it about 2 weeks to be mounted.
Not even.
No, Mark. They mowed it the other day.
Huh?
They mowed it the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Warm weather. Just that little bit of warmth.
He did a nice job fixing the parking lot.
Yeah.
There's still one mobile spot, but we'll put pickleball for there.
Hopefully they'll have a little blacktop down there.
Mm.
Yes.
Can we get, what do you call it? Oh, we talked about that already. These buildings.
Yeah.
From a project.
Yeah, that'll be a good base.
And it should be cheaper to just top coat it.
Yep.
I don't like to use the word cheap because then it sounds like you're
cheap.
Half-assing it.
Like the senior center for it.
Yeah.
Can be a Pennywise and Northridge.
Are we on pause or are we still live?
No, we're still live. Picture is like the power. The thing that's holding the meter and everything,
mm-hmm.
We probably should need to do something.
Yeah, exact to call on Stone Creek.
Yeah, I can't believe there's not bollards around that.
I know a couple years ago we looked into moving it and putting it on the telephone pole.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money.
No, the power supply down there is on like this wooden thing that's in the ground.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
It's all tweaked because of the 4x4s.
Yeah.
They're kind of like...
That's a crazy location because the controls here, the pump station's in the trailer park. I don't know why normally they...
Maybe for safety reasons, easier access.
Well, I was surprised there was no bollards there. Yeah. It'd be very simple to...
What did you call them?
Bollards.
Things like in front of Stewart's, so you're
on the... Oh, yeah. I never heard it called that.
Yeah. They're cheap. You can have that. Lowe's or Home Depot. $100 a pop.
If they did in the old days, you just stick railroad ties on the ground.
Yeah.
Or lay them on the ground.
But I still laugh about that fence when you look at it, how it goes around the telephone pole.
There?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The right field line fence. Well, when they used to have lights that worked, the telephone pole's in, but the fence goes around the pole. Yeah. Have you made progress about that piece of land in Palinville?
Did reach out to Chris. Just got to set up a meeting with him. So, if anybody would like to be part of that, we can pick a date to meet.
Did we do an RFP yet for a company to help with comprehensive plan?
No.
Should we?
No, we're waiting on this grant. We got to do the application that'll open up in May.
Because it's becoming more and more obvious with stuff that's before the code office now, and you have to update. Yeah. There's old resorts that can't be renovated because they're not in the right zone anymore.
Yeah. It's a pretty quick turnaround because the applications are due by the end of May and then they award at the beginning of July. That's pretty quick.
So yeah, I asked if he could give us a letter. And he said we could set up a meeting with him and discuss everything and see what he can do for us.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be nice up there.
Yeah. That's a Memorial Day parade coming along.
It's coming along. Got another meeting the third Thursday of this month.
I see you guys are putting the banners up already.
Yep. Weather's nice. Take advantage of it.
Next week it's supposed to be really nice.
Yeah.
All week.
Before we have a nor'easter on Wednesday?
Nah.
I have to drive to LaGuardia on Thursday morning, so it better be
yesterday.
Decent.
And all day today, it didn't start raining down here until like what, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
It didn't rain yesterday at all.
Has anybody heard about any Earth Day roadside cleanups this year?
Not once asked us yet. Last year, Leeds did something, didn't they? And so did Palinville.
Yeah. Palinville always does.
Yeah. We did it the day of the baseball thing last year.
Yeah, they were all on the same day, weren't they? Mm-hmm. Leeds was the same.
Everybody was so, there were so many things going on that day.
I know the spring rush is happening. I talked to Pat Hernandez. It's going to be June, I think, 8th. But because of the Cortiskill Bridge being closed, they're going to have to reroute the bike part of it. Yeah, June 8th is the spring rush.
Make it all terrain.
Yeah.
Do you just do the running part?
Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
You don't do the bicycle or the swimming?
Swimming, I thought it was just kayak park.
It's kayak, bike, and running.
Oh, it used to be swimming.
I don't know.
I didn't know if they had changed it or not.
Any word on the Griffin House doing their little celebration up there?
Yeah. They're hammering out the dates and everything now, and everything will just have to pass on funding to Pamela Hamlet. The intersection is very interesting, though. Anyone driven through the red light yet because they forgot it's there?
Where is this?
Down here.
Bottom of the hill from your office.
Not forgetting about it. One light sticks out, the other ones are all hidden behind the sign.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more accidents.
Yesterday, when they turned them on, they still had the blinking lights.
It was on this morning, too.
Oh, they're wrapped up?
Yeah, they're wrapped up.
Not this morning, my winter.
No, I almost drove right through the red light because I forgot it was there.
Well, you only have one.
Thank God you weren't driving.
It doesn't matter
which
way you
come. What's going on?
30,000-pound truck.
The detour for the Cortisco Road being closed.
That's not a good intersection there.
So under the train trestle, they put...
Yeah, I just came through there. I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, that's the detour for Cortisco, for all the heavy traffic from Cortisco Road.
You need to take that second light and extend the arm out so people can see
both. Or move those detour signs.
Right.
Well, the first detour almost makes it look like you're supposed to make a right up Jefferson Hill when you're coming into the village.
It's actually overkill. They don't need that detour.
I don't think the roads have been traveled to.
I don't think they need all the lights.
I don't think West Main was the best choice for that detour, but
I think they should just leave the lights the way it was, a flashing light.
Well, my point is that, so for years, DOT would not put a red light there because they said it's not possible for trucks coming down the hill to stop. So if it goes for 8 months like this, there's no reason for them not to put a light in the crosswalk there. Especially being that close to school, there should be a light there in the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there should be something up by Old Kings Road. But DOT says that people have warning signs that they can read. And we all know people follow the warning signs.
For speed. It should flash up on their phone as they're approaching.
Oh, so they see it?
Yeah. Yep.
That's the one truck I was driving. Well, I saw it put a limit on the navigation.
So I met with DEC representative today, as well as a property owner, Mr. Blenner. We walked the property. It's very clear what the issue is. Ted and Matt are in contact with the vice president from Albany Med, who's in charge of buildings and grounds, I believe. So they're, again, in contact with them, and hopefully we can remediate this. Talking about Snake Road, the retention ponds that they have there.
Because
the
we talked to stormwater. Pretty
much,
so that's why I just brought it up.
Yeah. Albany Med and CMH have been very slow in their responses. But now DEC and it's not soil and water. Soil and water is involved. DEC is involved.
I know.
No, there's another state agency that I never heard of now that they're involved.
The new acronym?
But I was out with doing other inspections with DEC, and he wanted to take a ride up there to check it out. Which was good, because there was a lot of water coming out of that pipe, and you can see nothing upstream, which would be our responsibility. There was no water at all. Everything's coming out of there, going underneath their berm, because it failed, and down into Mr. Blender's property.
Across the street? Like, over the road?
Not over the road. It's going through the pipe, because, I mean, it's a good amount of water, but it's not enough to where it's overflowing an 18-inch pipe.
No, it's just the retention pond's not slowing the flow like it's supposed to.
The retention pond's not doing what it's supposed to do.
Because it was a big thing.
How many gallons a minute do you think could go through an 18-inch pipe? What's the water main? 16?
Our main transmission line's 16, yeah. So, and we're maxed out at 1,100.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of water.
Yeah. I can wash the property away.
Yeah.
Well, it's been going on for years. When I first got on the board, there was an issue. And it took a lot of... That's before Albany Mine owned it.
Right. And they're probably... When they did the merger, that wasn't probably something that was, hey, you guys got to take care of this.
No.
And they're finding out by...
They probably didn't even know they had two retention ponds behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't, you know... Back then, it was the county fighting. They were fighting because a lot of the runoff from Jefferson Heights goes into their parking lot, which is a county road. We should probably put on some point on our radar to finish the sewer use law.
The what?
The sewer use law. It's... Right now, we don't have anything in there to... People that aren't connected, if there's a capital hookup fee now, initially, well, up until today, anybody that wants the hookup, we don't charge.
For sewer?
We don't charge for the hookup. The sewer the village gets the money from. We don't get money from that. We get the debt service. Yeah, we need to find.
Because we're past the, we're long past the grace period. Yeah. Now. Anyone in the district should be connected at this point.
I'll get an up-to-date number as to how many have not connected yet. There wasn't a lot the last I knew.
No, generally if you just drive around, you can see the stubs still sticking out. Yeah, that's, that was my one question about that one property in Jefferson, but then I was told it all went out the back.
They all went out the back and said, yeah, it was easier for them to do the connection.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people were jumping on that a while back.
Right out of the gate.
Of people had failed systems, so it made sense. The ones that are left, a lot of them had newer systems and they had a waiver for a while. Or
they added a finger, you know, onto their current system and it was just a Band-Aid anyway. I know somebody that spent $3,000 just to add on, I think, like two fingers. And then it was like a year later. Mm-hmm. They hooked up to the...
They were abandoning one. It was basically an old car buried underground with the pipe.
Come on.
Nope.
I remember that.
A car?
Mm-hmm. The nice thing to see is the suds don't come out of the side of the hill by the fall field anymore.
Yeah.
The fire alarm's down at the highway garage. The cameras are done.
Are they still calling you?
They're still calling me.
Oh, that was the thing we had to ask. Because you said Doyle was still calling you.
They are.
Which, dude, I'll send an email to Kirsten to make sure I'm not still paying them.
That's who's calling me before. They call me at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's great.
So who's the number one call?
Jack. Jack, Sean, and me.
But they don't send the police there first?
No. We've never had that.
Senior center one, they don't give them.
Well, I can assure you that they've always showed up at the Catskill Elementary School when I set the alarms off.
Yeah.
Every time.
I know you've talked about it before.
Is that how we want?
Just for the law enforcement, what about putting a combo lock down there on their gate?
Yeah, we can either do that or a lock box.
That'd be easy for a combo. Because
you still need to get access inside the building.
Well, you have a lock box outside the door, but I'm saying for the gate to get in and out.
We can do that.
They can walk in.
It's easy enough to get in there.
Yeah, well,
you can drive your car around
the lower gate,
get out, check.
You can just walk through.
Got the spotlight.
Yeah. You don't need to go through the fence.
Clean the corners.
The lower gate, you don't need to go through the fence. It's just a bar.
You just don't need that gate combination getting out all, you know, all over the place.
No.
Then what's the point of the gate combination?
Well, no, you'd only share with the law enforcement and people that work there.
Hey. Hello, hey, Ted.
You're waiting for me?
Yep.
Star of the
show. We were done about 20 minutes ago, so.
Wow. I feel special.
You didn't need to have that entrance to feel special.
You got all the problems of the world fixed and...
Yeah, we're just waiting for you to read the secret.
You're just sitting on your hands at this point. All right, that's good.
We're waiting for you to read the environmental impact. And...
They still don't do that
anymore? No, so they didn't have any input. We're free to do what we want. All right, 1 second. Final Jeopardy, folks. Make sure you phrase your response in a question.
Not like those Saturday Night Live skits.
Oh, what's this? It's a part three and it's a part two. Okay. All right, everybody ready?
Yep.
Go.
Proposed action may involve construction on or physical alteration of the land surface of the proposed site. No. Proposed action may result in a modification or destruction of or inhibit access to any unique or unusual landforms on the site. This is a town-wide, you know, a code amendment, so you're talking about the whole town. No, the proposed action may affect one or more wetlands or other surface water bodies. No. The proposed action may result in a new or additional use of groundwater or may have the potential to introduce contaminants in groundwater or an aquifer. No. The proposed action may result in development on lands subject to flooding. No. The proposed action may include a state-regulated air emission source. No. The proposed action may result in a loss of flora or fauna. No. The proposed action may impact agricultural resources. No. The land use of the proposed action are obviously different from or in sharp contrast to or current land use patterns between the proposed project and a scenic or aesthetic resource. No. The proposed action may occur in or adjacent to a historic art or an archaeological resource. The answer to that is yes, but the there will be a no or small minimum impact. The proposed action may result in a loss of recreational opportunities or reduction of a open space resource as designated in any adopted municipal open space plan. No. The proposed action may be located within or adjacent to a critical environmental area. No. Proposed action may result in a change to existing transportation systems. No. The proposed action may cause an increase in the use of any form of energy. No. The proposed action may result in an increase in noise, odors, or outdoor lighting. No. Proposed action may have an impact on human health from exposure to new or existing sources of contaminants. No. Proposed action is not consistent with adopted land use plans. No. The proposed action is inconsistent with existing community character. No. So if there's no discussion on any of those answers, you may entertain a motion for negative declaration.
Yep. Motion. Second. Second. Just a quick discussion. You guys have never done a secret review. Do you have any questions? Are you okay with
what we used? What was the phrase you used? Was it what? The last part?
Negative
declaration. So in other words, so you have, we're amending our code, which is a type one action. When you have a type one action, which potential major impact, you have a long form. So there are 16 questions. If you have a low potential impact, usually it's called a type two action, and there's 11 questions. So you go through the questions before you vote for the actual, you know, adoption of these revisions. You have to do an environmental review. So you go through the 16 questions. If any of the answers are yes, you know, we talk about it. If all the answers are no, then there's a negative declaration, which means there's no environmental impact.
And the one you did have a yes on, that was
are we in or adjacent to a historic district? Mm-hmm. And the town is. The
right.
Town has several. Palinville is an historic district. The Village is a historic district. There's other. So then the next question, if the answer is yes, then you go and you look at what the impacts may be, and there are no impacts to any historic sites, any historic resources.
Okie doke.
Okay. Jared, you good?
Motion.
Okay. All right, motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right.
So you can go ahead and adopt the amendments now.
Okay, after that, I'll accept the motion to adopt the amendments.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, with that, we are done with our agenda items. We're going to go into executive session to discuss some possible legal issues with the town lawyer. And are we going to be coming out? We'll come out,
I don't see us taking any action.
Okay. We'll be coming out.